Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 29th of March, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Glad to have you. And also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Oh, I'm a friendly fella.
It's going to be that day. Everybody buckle up. Yep. So, Andrew, I'd like to start with you. And you covered this morning a number of announcements from Apple in the name of Earth Day that are all about TV Plus.
Yeah, so Earth Day 2021, it sounds like it's going to be on April 16th this year. Or at least that's when all these documentaries will be debuting. So okay. It's Apple Earth Day. So there is an exciting new wildlife documentary coming to the service, and it's going to be narrated by David Attenborough.
Excellent. So that's always a good sign for a nature show.
It's called The Year Earth Changed, and it sounds like it's going to kind of look back at the past year when everyone is quarantining and in lockdown, and how this change in human activity is affecting wildlife. Because okay. I remember reading a couple stories about how, you know, whatever animal has been seen in the city for the first time, you know, mm-hmm. things like that.
So yeah, we got a number of those stories last year.
Yeah, so that'll be a really good documentary.
Interesting. All right. That sounds good. So one down.
Yeah, so this is a three-part announcement. This is exciting because these next two are my two favorite documentaries on Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
So first of all, another wildlife series, it's called Tiny World, narrated by Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a series that explores the world from all the perspective of these really tiny animals, mm-hmm. like chipmunks. And it's going to be returning for season two.
All righty.
So Apple's announcement says that the next series of animals we'll be seeing will be things like anemone shrimp and fang blenny fish and Etruscan shrews. So that'll be another good one.
All right. Yeah. People may remember that when we first talked about this here on Daily Observations, this was the one where Charlotte brought everything to a halt because as we were talking about it, she realized that they got Ant-Man to narrate the documentary Tiny World. So, yeah. All right. So that sounds good. I'm very interested in this. I enjoyed the first one, so I'm glad to see that they're going to do more of these. Obviously, there's loads more itty-bitty animals, and I'm happy to see another show about them. But we have one more announcement.
Yeah, so finally, there is the third nature documentary in this, narrated by Tom Hiddleston, is called Earth at Night in Color. And it's trying to figure out how animals behave differently at night, how they live their lives, how they hunt and, you know, do all these sorts of things using these special, really high-tech, low-light cameras.
Yeah.
That I think they need the light of the full moon, I think, is enough to. They do this often during each episode where it'll look dark and then they like switch it on. And
oh, wow.
It looks like you're just watching it in daylight.
Yeah. We talked about this when the first season debuted and how interesting it was. And I think at the time we called it the extended night mode commercial. Mm-hmm. When we talked about it the first time, it does look super cool. So I'm interested what the next one's going to be. So
yeah, and Apple does say so some of the new animals in this new season will be pumas, polar bears, manta rays, and the tiny planktonic life at night in the ocean.
Ah, okay, interesting.
Super fun stuff.
Yeah. Brian, have you watched either of these, the season one of Earth at Night or Tiny World?
No, they've both been on my list for a while, and I've not gotten to them yet.
Yeah, I haven't. I think I got to watch the first Earth at Night in color, and then wasn't able to get back to it, and I don't remember why. But yeah, it definitely sounds interesting. I really like how Apple has expanded these. I was I'm glad to see it because they were the first ones were interesting. Still, none of these are the most interesting documentary series I want to see out of Apple, because I want to see the one about how they make the Apple TV screensavers. I still want that show. I don't know why they won't tell me about it, because I think it would be terribly interesting, mostly because I want to find out how they get the space ones. I'm really curious.
This all checks out.
I'm really, really curious. I want to, you know, how it's made, Apple TV screensavers. I want that show. I think it would be terribly interesting to find out, and it would just make them more interesting to me. There's no illusion there that I would be missing out on by not, you know, by finding out exactly how they get the footage from, you know, not on Earth, or how they film the ones that are underwater, because I've seen some of the underwater ones down. They look really cool. So yeah, I still want that show, Apple. Please give it to us. We would definitely, at least two people would be very, very interested in watching it. Brian and I would watch it. Andrew, are you interested in how they make the screensavers?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good documentary.
Yeah, I want to hear the discussion. I want to hear the discussion on how the speed of the flyover was determined. Because they're all at the same speed, and there's first of all, obviously no way that that's accidental.
No,
or, you know, happenstance. But I am personally, without evidence, 100% sure that there was a lot of work that went into making that decision.
I too have no evidence, but a lot of conviction that is in fact exactly how it went.
Yeah. I talk about it every time I start watching one of them. It's like, you know, like, look at that.
Yeah.
I want to know how they figured that out.
Yeah. And I want to know how, like, I want to know how they ended up with some of that footage, like flying over Times Square on what looks like, you know, New Year's Eve aftermath and things like that. Like, I think it would be really interesting to find out how they managed to do it. And then, like, the underwater ones, which are always, again, they look super cool, and I'm always excited to see them.
And also to find out how much footage, you know, went into the making.
Yeah.
Of each one of them. Cause I'm guessing these weren't a, you know, 15 minute flyover and off once.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Next. Yeah. That's totally not how that works. So yeah.
What kind of permissions too?
In Hong Kong, like they have footage in Hong Kong. Like, I definitely want to know how they pulled that off, you know,
on the flyover on the airport.
Mm hmm. LAX,
You don't fly over airports unless you're, like, you know, in a plane, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not coming in for a landing at LAX, you're not flying over LAX. So they managed that somehow, and I'm curious about that one too. Yeah. So Apple, Brian and I have a show we're ready to pitch for you. Just give us a call. And we have no idea how much work is going to go into it or anything, but both of us would watch it and be very, very happy to do so and talk about it here. So keep that in mind. Andrew, you had another bit of media news about another second season that we are getting in June.
Yeah, so the next second season of a show we'll be seeing is Home Before Dark, and that'll be released on June 11th. Now, Home Before Dark, I haven't seen it yet. It sounds interesting. It's based on the true story of a real-life 9-year-old journalist, and she's exploring some mysterious cold case that happens in her town. Mm-hmm. So we'll
be seeing that. It's a very good show. It is a very good show. It is not the best show ever, but it's a very good show. Okay. I'm looking forward to season two.
Yeah, cool. All right. Brian, I know there's one piece. I'm sort of springing this on you. There's one piece of media news that is coming that you are excited about, and that has to do with Mythic Quest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What, Charlotte write that up?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet either, but apparently they have the two actresses who, or I guess the proper term these days is actors, who play the testers on the testing characters on Mythic Quest, and they're testing other things.
Okay.
Like, I can't wait to watch that. That should be great. Mythic Quest is fantastic. I said at our morning meeting today, I said that Mythic Quest was second to only to Ted Lasso mm-hmm. in terms of must watch TV on Apple TV. And Dave disagreed with me saying that it was in fact even more important than Ted Lasso. It is okay for him to be wrong. He's not here to defend himself in this particular case. But the point is, it's a great show. It's a fantastic show.
Yeah. And this just folds in nicely with some of the other adjacent content we've talked about Apple building in the past with different things. So I think this is interesting, particularly I haven't seen a bunch of like extra stuff around Mythic Quest. So it sounds like maybe they're branching out a little bit more and that might be fun. So looking forward to it. If you've been watching Mythic Quest or if you just want to affirm that Dave is in fact wrong about it being more important than Ted Lasso, you can always get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And before we go today, Andrew, you wrote up a tip about secret things that you can do on your phone so that stuff isn't showing up in messages.
I will be writing this up later. So this website called In the Know shared this really cool story of this TikToker who basically found a way to share these secret notes using Apple devices. Mm-hmm. And it's just by creating a shared note in Apple Notes. So you go into Apple Notes, you tap, you know, a couple buttons, you can select who gets to see them by adding their email or maybe sending them a link in iMessage. Mm-hmm. And when each person types, it'll appear within a couple seconds. Now, I think the story is cool because he told this website he was inspired to try to figure this out because some victims of domestic abuse reached out to him to ask if there were ways to hide certain apps and messages. So okay. He worked to try to figure this out.
Okay. So yeah,
this so it's not just for cheaters.
Yeah.
Or just for is not also not just for kids who want to exchange notes in class without having iMessage going off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was part of what I thought was interesting about this particular story was the sort of routing around. You know, if somebody wants. If somebody's looking at messages all the time, then, you know, how that, like, routing around sort of making that, you know, the default thing, like, well, if I'm not using messages, then there's nothing there for anybody else to see if you're in that kind of, you know, not great situation. So that was part of why I thought it was notable was, you know, finding another way to get around making that happen. Now, that, if I... Let's see. And then also, so the follow-up to that is that notes is that there's a whole support page from Apple on what the security is like in notes, right? Can you take us through some of that?
So Apple has a page called iCloud Security Overview, which examines all of its iCloud services and their security, what type of like encryption they have, for example. Mm-hmm. So Notes is one of the, so iCloud Notes specifically is one of the services where it's encrypted in transit and on the server, but that doesn't mean end-to-end encrypted. That's a little bit different. However, Apple's different support page about secure notes does say secure notes that are, so a secure note means securing it with a password. So once you put a password on the note, Apple says these are end-to-end encrypted because when a user secures a note, the special 16-byte key is figured out from your device passphrase using a couple of different encryption algorithms. But what I was confused about is at the bottom, there's a specific section for shared notes, and it says notes that aren't end-to-end encrypted with a password can be shared with others. So,
So we want to test that. Why don't you test that with me, Andrew?
Okay.
Write it up.
Yeah, because I think you said, Brian, that notes can be or shared notes can be have a password put on them.
Yeah, that's, maybe that was in the original TikTok video, but I hadn't tested it yet.
Okay. So maybe it's only shared secure notes that aren't.
And yeah, we will sort that out one way or another, and it'll be in the article that goes up on TMO today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that will be interesting. Look for that. There will be a link to it in the show notes once that goes live. And that's going to do it for us today. So I want to thank both of you for being here. Brian, thanks so much for coming by.
Yep, thanks for having us. Good to be here.
And Andrew, thanks so much for coming by to give us the notes and the latest on what's coming to TV Plus.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.